大家打开哥林多前书第十一章。
Please open your Bibles to First Corinthians chapter 11。
我们今天要跟大家思想主耶稣所设立的圣餐。
Today we want to ponder upon the Lord's Supper that Jesus instituted。
我们下个星期才回去讲。
And we will return to 1 Timothy next week.
让我们来看提摩的哥林多前书十一章第十七节。
First Corinthians 11 verse 17.
我现在吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微一点信这话。你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。你们聚会的时候算不得赐主的晚餐，因为赐的时候个人先赐自己的饭，省至这个饥饿那个醉酒。你们要吃喝难道没有家吗？还藐视神的教会，将那没有的羞愧。我向你们怎么说呢？可以因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞。我当日所传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，掰开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论任何人不按主吃主的饼，不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。你们应当自己审查，然后吃着饼喝着杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨主的身体，就吃喝自己的罪。因此你们中间好些软弱的，已患病的，死的也不少。你们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们若受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。所以我的弟兄们，你们聚会吃的时候要彼此等待。若有人饥饿，可以在家里先吃，免得聚会自己取罪。其余的事我来的时候再安排。
First Corinthians 11:17。But in the following instructions, I do not command you, because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For, in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I believe it in part. For there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I command you in this? No, I will not. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever, therefore, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself, then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judge ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that when you come together, it will not be for judgment. About the other things, I will give directions when I come.
我们讲过这段圣经。
We have preached on this passage before.
但是已经好多年前了。
But that's a couple of years ago.
那么我们当中有一些人也没有从教会正式听过这段圣经，所以我再一次讲这段圣经。
And there are people among us who have never heard this message before, so I am preaching through this again.
那么这一次呢，我的处理的方法呢，就是我用问题解答的方法来回答。
And I will address this sermon in a Q&A fashion.
那么以前呢，如果要听上一次的这一堂的讲道呢，你要找Ryan 就可以了。
If you want to hear the last sermon on this particular passage, you can look for our brother Ryan.
那么这段圣经，很多人很多教会都用这段圣经来解释神的主耶稣的这个圣餐。
And many churches have used this passage to explain the meaning of the Lord's Supper.
但是你会注意到，我们在读解释这段圣经的时候呢，必须从十七节开始念，很多人是从23节开始读起。
But you realize that if we want to interpret this passage correctly, we ought to start reading from verse 17. However, many people start reading from verse 23.
所以如果你没有它的背景，你在读这段圣经的时候呢，你会误解这段圣经。
Without the context, you will misinterpret this passage.
这个是解经学的最基本的功课，就是你一定每一次解经，你要从它的背景去解释。
This is the most basic principle in hermeneutics or in interpreting the Bible, which is you have to interpret in its context.
很多人这段其实主的晚餐呢，主的圣餐呢，在历世历代以来呢，有许多的辩论。
Actually, the Lord's Supper has been debated throughout the ages.
而且有很多人有很强烈的这个立场。
And some people have extremely strong conviction.
有些人坚持一定是要一个饼。
Some people insist that it must be one bread,
一定是要一个杯,
and one cup.
有些人甚至坚持一定要每一个星期，他认为那些没有每一个星期守圣餐的人就不属灵。
And some people insist on doing it weekly, and they think that those who do not do it weekly are not spiritual.
但是你仔细看主的圣餐呢，你看里面有很多教导，他们也没有遵守。
But if you actually study the teaching on the Lord's Supper carefully, you realize that these people also violate or did not obey a lot of elements.
很多人，很多教会在早上举行圣餐，其实这个是晚餐，不是，这是早餐。
Many churches actually celebrate the Lord's Supper in the morning, but if you trace back the history, this was the supper is at night.
很多人说每一个星期要遵守主的圣餐，但是如果你仔细看第一的这个使徒行传，他们是每天都守，不是一个礼拜守一次，所以他们笑那些一个月守一次的不够圣灵，不够属灵。
And those who say that you have to do it every week, and they actually mock those who do not do it weekly as unspiritual, they realize that they are also not as frequent as in the book of Acts when the first century church actually did it daily.
那我们来仔细来看一看这段圣经所教导的。
So let us now look carefully at what this passage teach.
第一个问题我要问的就是这段圣经里面讲到什么是主的圣餐。
And the first question we want to ask is what is the Lord's table?
让我们看第23-25节。
Let's look at verses 23-25.
他说我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了掰开说，这是我的身体是为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后他照样拿起杯来，这杯说这杯是我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Verse 23, for I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is for you, do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
在历史历代以来最大的辩论有关圣餐呢，就是有关这个饼跟这个杯呢，是不是代表主耶稣的身体跟血。
Throughout the ages, one of the biggest debates about this is whether the bread and the cup actually represents the Lord's flesh and or his body and blood.
罗马天主教的教导呢，只要说你拿起这个饼拿起来的时候，只要你念 ex opere operato， 它就变成了主耶稣的身体了。
And the Roman Catholic Church taught that if you lift up the bread and you recite ex opere operato, and the bread will turn into the Lord's body.
所以这个饼呢，已经不是饼，现在是耶稣基督的身体。
And this bread is no longer bread, but it is now actually the physical body of Jesus Christ.
但是我们不接受这个。
But we do not accept this.
因为这里很明显的，这里讲了说，他说主被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，拿起杯，拿饼来，然后说这是我的身体。然后呢，他说你每逢这个吃的时候呢，是为的是纪念。
Because the passage here is clear that when Jesus took up the bread and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. It is for the memory."
所以在这边讲的，他讲到这个我们叫做transubstantiation， 意思是说他这个饼变成了基督的身体。
So this doctrine of the Roman Catholics is termed as transubstantiation, meaning the substance of the bread transforms into Jesus' body.
当耶稣拿起饼来的时候说，这是我的身体，请问主耶稣的身体在哪里？
But when Jesus lifted up the bread and he said, "This is my body," where exactly was his body?
在他的手还是他的身体，还是在他的身体？
Was it on his hand or was his body right there?
所以他讲到这是我的身体的时候，他拿起饼来说这是我的身体，这个是一个象征。那个饼没有立刻变成基督的身体。如果给主变成基督的身体，他的身体不是不见了吗？那个饼就会掉下来吗？
Because when Jesus lifted up the bread, it was just a symbol of his body. He was holding up that bread with his very own body. If the bread transforms into his body will disappear and the bread will drop.
那么这个路德马丁路德不赞成罗马天主教的讲法，所以他的讲法是说，这个饼没有变成耶稣基督的身体，不过耶稣就在这个饼里面，所以叫做 consubstantiation。
Martin Luther, the great reformer, do not agree with the Catholic teaching, and instead he says that the Lord Jesus' body is inside the bread, and that's called consubstantiation.
但是加尔文就认为他这两样都不接受。他认为这个饼呢，主耶稣拿起来，就好像这里说，他说这你们要如此行为的是纪念。
But John Calvin disagreed with all this, and he said, according to the Bible, it is in remembrance of Jesus.
所以我们接受这个我们的这个圣餐守圣餐的时候呢，是为了纪念耶稣基督为我们钉死，为我们复活而且再来。这个本身呢，这个饼呢，只是为纪念，这个饼没有变成耶稣基督的身体。
And John Calvin's position is what we also accept, because this is what the Bible says, that when we do this, it is in remembrance of JesusAnd the bread does not actually transform into Jesus' body.
而且有很多人把这个圣餐呢形容成是掰饼聚会。
And many people describe the Lord's Supper as the breaking of bread service.
但是呢，有一些解经家，包括 Leon Morris 所讲的，他说这个字呢，他说注解了这个我的这个是我的身体为你掰开那个字，那个掰那个字呢，并不在原文里面。
And but actually many Bible commentators, including Leon Morris, have noted that in the original text, Jesus did not say, "My body is broken."
为什么呢？因为主耶稣的身体呢，一根骨头都不折断。
Because it is prophesied that the Lord Jesus, his body, not a single bone shall be broken.
所以我们很坚持这些东西，到头来我们忽略的最主要的是，我们是要纪念耶稣为我们死，为我们复活，而且还要再来这件事情。
So when some people insist on certain practices, they have missed the point. The point is we are remembering Jesus, and he's dead, and we're proclaiming he's dead until he comes.
第二个问题呢，就是主耶稣在领教导我们领受这个圣餐的时候，他说什么时候我们要领受圣餐呢？
And the second question I want to ask is, when are we to partake of the Lord's table?
你看二十五节。
Look at verse 25.
他说饭后照样拿起杯来说，这杯是我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候是如此行，为的是纪念我。
Verse 25, in the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
圣经里面没有告诉我们 要多久守一次。
The Bible doesn't tell us the frequency of doing it.
有些教会一个月守一次。
Some churches do it once a month.
有些教会一季守一次。
Some churches every quarter.
但是也有教会每一个礼拜都守。
And there are others who does it weekly.
那么不要五十步笑百步。
And we shouldn't actually be the pot calling the kettle black.
为什么呢？因为你一个礼拜守不代表就错，一个月守也不代表错。圣经没有清楚告诉你要怎么样守才是对的。
And whether we do it weekly or monthly or quarterly, none of these are wrong because the Bible doesn't spell out the frequency.
如果你回去看圣经《使徒行传》，他们是每天都守圣餐。
If you return to the book of Acts, the apostles did that daily.
所以这个是纪念。其实我们每一个主日都在讲主耶稣的教训，都在讲主耶稣的为我们的罪钉死。每一个主日我们都跟大家来思想主耶稣为我们成就的工作，我们都在纪念他。
This is to remember the Lord Jesus, and in fact we do this every Lord's Day where we come and we preach about Jesus' death and his resurrection, etc. We are often remembering the Lord Jesus.
那么这里呢，在二十六节，你看一看二十六节。
Look at verse 26.
他说，每逢你吃这饼喝这杯的时候呢，是表明主的死，直到他来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
所以在这边我们就问一个很重要的问题，这个在历史里面我们称为是关闭还是开放式的圣餐。
And we ask a very important question that has been debated throughout the ages, whether we should practice open or closed communion.
关闭的圣餐呢，就是说当我们的这个关闭的意思就是说只允许教会的弟兄姐妹参加，其他的人都不允许参加。
And to practice closed communion, it means that we only allow members of the church to participate and not anyone else.
那么开放式的呢，就是说他没有限制，任何人都可以进来观看或者看我们怎么样守圣餐。
And open communion means that anyone can come and observe how we actually practice the Lord's Supper.
当然我们在历史上面我们也看到一些教会呢很坚持关闭式的圣餐。
And we see in history that some churches insist on practicing closed communion.
结果呢很多人就产生很多怀疑，他们关在一起，然后他们在那边，他们吃血的，他们有吃人的肉的。
And so it created a lot of misconception amongst the public, and the public thought that this group of Christians were shutting themselves in and they were drinking human blood and eating human flesh.
因为圣经里面讲说他吃耶稣的肉，吃喝耶稣的血。
Because the Bible says that they were eating Jesus' flesh and drinking Jesus' blood.
所以在历史里面我们看到他们受到不必要的这个攻击跟的歧视。
And because of that, the church received unnecessary persecution.
但是你看这段圣经，他说你每逢吃这饼喝这杯的时候是表明，这个英文字叫做 proclaim， 意思说宣告耶稣基督的死是等到他来。
But verse 26 tells us that when we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
这个字表明呢，有一点弱在英华文圣经里面，但是它是宣告的意思。很多时候这个字呢，在新约里面形容宣告耶稣基督的救恩，宣告耶稣基督的道理的意思。
In the Chinese, it is translated as to show, but actually to proclaim is often used in the New Testament to mean to speak loudly and to tell others about this truth.
所以这里意思是说，这个圣餐有一个传福音的目的。
In other words, the Lord's supper has an evangelistic purpose.
意思告诉人，我们在这边守圣餐之时候，我们怎么样相信耶稣基督的死？主耶稣基督为什么死？为什么为我们而死？然后他行，告诉大家基督怎么样死，而且基督怎么样复活，而且基督怎么样再来。
And it actually would have the elements of telling others what Jesus did for us. Why did he die for us? He died for our sins.And it also proclaims to the people who are observing that the Lord Jesus will come again.
所以这个意思是在这里再一次提醒基督徒，主耶稣是为我们的罪而死，同时呢向那些非信徒宣告，这个是我们的信仰。
And not only does this remind Christians that our Lord died for our sins, but we are also telling the unbelievers that this is our faith.
不但他为我们死，而且他要再来，意思说他已经复活了。
And not only did he die for us, but he is going to come again. In other words, he has risen or he has resurrected.
同时呢，我们也预备基督徒准备主耶稣的再来。这段主耶稣的再来这个主题呢，现在已经很少人提了。
And Christians ought to be reminded to be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ, which is a topic that many churches avoid discussing nowadays.
所以我们必须要向大家宣扬、宣讲主耶稣基督的死，而且主耶稣基督的得胜，因为他的从死里复活，他得胜死亡、得胜罪恶，而且呢，现在到了天父的右边，将来他还要再来审判世界。
So we proclaim that the Lord Jesus has died, and we proclaim that he is victorious, that he is victorious over death because he has resurrected.And now he is at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, and one day he will come again.
所以这里呢，我们相信这个开放式的这个圣餐。
So we believe that we should practice open communion.
因为我们要宣扬主耶稣为我们钉死的这个福音。
Because we want to proclaim the death of our Lord Jesus, and this is the gospel.
同时呢，我们也会跟大家讲说，要那些我们的朋友。来参加的人呢要尊重如果他不是基督徒他就不需要来使用这个主的圣餐。
But at the same time, we would appeal to visitors and friends who are not believers that you respect us by not participating in the Lord's Supper.
所以我们跟大家讲了什么叫做主的圣餐，什么叫做什么时候领圣餐，让我们来看看谁可以领受主的圣餐。
So we have looked at what is the Lord's table and when to partake of the Lord's table. Now we would answer the question, who should partake of the Lord's table?
你看第二十七节。
Look at verse 27.
二十七节说，无论任何人不按理赐主的饼和主的杯，就是干饭主的身子，身主的血了。
Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord.
但是我们知道这里一般上呢，很多教会都教导说，这个只有信主的人跟这个他是受洗的人受洗的基督徒才能够领受圣餐。
And we understand that many churches teach.That those who believe in the Lord and are baptized members of the church can partake of the Lord's Supper.
但是我们看这个哥林多前书十章十七节也是这么说，他说我们虽然多人仍然是一个饼一个身体，因为我们都是分受一个饼。
And we see that 1 Corinthians 10:17 says, because there is one bread, we who are many are one body.We all partake of the one bread.
所以当一个人信主的时候呢，他就已经成为耶稣基督的一个身体。
So when a person becomes a believer, he has become part of the body of Christ.
所以当一个人他信主之后呢，所以我们可以反面来说，守圣餐的人呢，就是只有相信耶稣基督的人才能够守圣餐。
And we can actually say that only those who believe in the Lord Jesus as their God can partake of the Lord's Supper.
因为相信耶稣基督的人，他一信主呢，他就成为了耶稣基督的身体的一部分。
Because whoever believes in the Lord Jesus, he immediately becomes part of the body of Christ.
这个就是圣经里面提到说，圣灵把我们浸在耶稣基督的身体。
And this is what the Bible says when it says that the Holy Spirit baptizes into the Lord Jesus' body.
成为了一个我们是属于耶稣的一部分。
And we are now part of the body of Christ.
你打开哥林多前书十二章看一看。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians 12.
这里就是提到说，我们看十二章第十二节吧，我们从十二节看起。
And if you turn to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12.
他说，就是身子是一个，虽然有许多的肢体，而且肢体虽弱，仍然是一个身体。基督也是这样，我们不拘是犹太人，或者是希腊人，是为奴的，或者是自主的，从一位圣灵受洗。从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，引与一位圣灵。
First Corinthians 12:12. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit.
所以如果你信耶稣基督的话呢，圣灵已经把你放在耶稣基督的身体里面。
So if you believe in the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit has placed you into the body of Christ.
那么除了你是圣徒之外呢，你是基督徒之外呢，你可以，很多教会也是说你必须要受洗才能够成为，才能够领受圣餐。
And other than being a believer, many churches say that you ought to be baptized before you can partake of the Lord's Supper.
那么是不是所有受洗基督徒没有受洗就不能够领受圣餐呢？
So is it true that unbaptized believers cannot partake of the Lord's Supper?
所以这边我们就出现一个问题，你看圣经很清楚告诉我们，主耶稣给教会有两个命令。
And there is a problem or issue here, because if we look at the Bible,The Lord Jesus gave the church two clear ordinances.
第一呢，就是我们要受洗。
Firstly, you ought to be baptized.
第二呢，我们必须要守圣餐。
Secondly, you ought to partake of the Lord's Supper.
但是圣经从来没有找到一节经文说，如果你没有受洗，就不能够守圣餐。
But you cannot find a single verse in the Bible that says if you are not baptized, you cannot partake of the Lord's Supper.
这样的讲法呢，是人定下来的规矩。
Such a saying is actually a rule set by man.
那么如果有信徒他说我信了主，我要守耶稣基督的给我们的命令，可以吗？
And if a person comes and say I have believed in the Lord, I want to obey the Lord's command.
很多人就说不可以。
And some people say no.
我要警告你，你要小心回答这个问题。
And let me warn you, you need to be careful in answering the question.
人要守耶稣的命令，你说不可以，你是谁啊？
If someone wants to keep the Lord Jesus' command and you forbid him, who are you?
神给我们两个命令。
God gave us two commands.
你两个命令都要守。
You ought to keep both of them.
我告诉你，我不可以说你一定要守第一个才守第二个，你第二个不可以守。
And I cannot tell you that before you keep the second one, you must keep the first one. If you did not keep the first one, I forbid you to keep the second one.
他要守神的命令，这个是应该的，而且他必须要守。
And if a person wants to keep God's command, that is important and he ought to do so.
我们不可以阻止一个人守耶稣基督的命令。
We cannot forbid a person from keeping God's command.
这样你说他没有受洗啊。
And you might reason and say, but he's not baptized.
我的答案是他应该受洗。
And my answer is, then he ought to get baptized.
所以在这里，如果你还没有受洗的基督徒，我要问你一个问题。如果你是信耶稣基督的人，你就必须要受洗，要听主的命令。
So if you are seated here and if you are a Christian who has not been baptized, I want to tell you this: you ought to get baptized because that's obeying God's command.
我们的这个教会的营会就快来了，所以在教会的营会里面呢，受洗是最自然的。
And our church camp is coming. To be baptized during church camp is a natural thing.
所以呢，我们只能够说你是信主的呢，你就必须要受洗，你必须要守圣餐。
So what we can say is that if you are a believer, you must get baptized and you must partake of the Lord's Supper.
我们不能够告诉你说你只能够守一个，另外一个不可以守。我不可以阻止任何一个人要守主耶稣的命令。
I cannot forbid anyone from keeping the Lord's command, so I cannot say that you must keep one before you can keep the other. No.
所以这个是你要很严谨的，这个是你叫别人不要守耶稣，顺从耶稣基督，这个是错的。
And you need to be very careful and cautious about this because it is wrong to stop someone from obeying God's command.
而且呢，当一个人信了主，如果你说我真的认为他是信了主，只是还没有受洗，我可以告诉你一件事。如果你不给他守圣餐，意思说你不承认他是信主的，他不是耶稣基督的门徒，他也不是教会的一部分，所以你不给他守圣餐的意思说他不是属于我们的。
From another perspective, when you do not allow someone to partake of the Lord's Supper because that person is not baptized, what you are in actual fact saying is that you are not a believer, that's why you don't belong to us and I forbid you from partaking of the Lord's Supper.
所以呢，我们一定要清楚知道，当一个人信主之后呢，他必须要受洗。
So we need to be clear, when a person believes in the Lord, he ought to get baptized.
第二，他必须要守圣餐。
And he ought to partake of the Lord's Supper.
两个命令他都要顺从。
He ought to obey both commands.
而且他们两个这个两个命令呢，他们要顺从，而且我们要鼓励他们顺从。
And we ought to encourage them to obey both commands.
我们不能阻止他们。
We cannot stop them.
而圣经没有给我们命令阻止他们。
The Bible did not give us any command to stop them.
其实你如果再仔细看的时候呢，你这里讲到说，你看到二十九节，因为人吃喝若不分辨主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪。
And coming back to 11 verse 29, for anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself.
你看第二十八节。
Look at verse 28.
人应当自己审查，你看谁审查你
？Let a person examine himself. So who examines who?
很多教会说，哎呀，这个教会的牧师、教会的长老站在门口，只有谁可以进来？这里告诉你是个人自己审查，不是我审查你。
Some churches would have the pastor or the elder stationed at the door and to allow some people in but to reject others.But this passage says that you are to examine yourself, not I examine you.
是的，牧师跟这个教会的领导必须要教你，你们必须要自己审查自己。但是我不知道你的心，我不能够审查你。
Yes, indeed, the pastor and the elders of the church ought to teach you how to examine yourself, but we cannot take over the examining role.
所以在这边呢，我们能够告诉你，你必须要守耶稣基督的命令，就是要顺从，要受洗，而且要守圣餐。只要你是信徒，你认为真正的是信徒，你就必须要这样做。
And so here we are telling you that if you really think that you are a believer, you ought to obey both commands of being baptized and also the partaking of the Lord's Supper.
所以呢，我们盼望你们仔细。在领受圣餐之前呢，你要仔细想。
So we hope that before you partake of the Lord's Supper, you will think about this carefully.
你是不是基督徒
？Are you a Christian?
如果是你是基督徒，你必须要守圣餐。
If you are a Christian, then you ought to partake of the Lord's Supper.
不是说你只有受洗才能守圣，你一定要受洗。但是受洗不是一个条件，你圣经里面全部没有这样的教。
Yes, indeed, you ought to get baptized, but the baptism is not a prerequisite for partaking of the Lord's Supper, because there is no such prerequisite according to the Bible, but you ought to obey the command to get baptized.
像我们怎么样才能够守圣餐呢？第一，你不是基督徒，第二呢，你必须要分辨是不是基督的身体。
So, firstly, we must be a believer to partake of the Lord's Supper.And secondly, we ask to ask ourselves whether we are discerning the body.
啊，刚才我们就跟大家读了这二十八、二十九节，他说人应当自己审查，所以你必须要在领受之前呢，你第一是基督徒，然后你审查自己，然后呢才吃这饼喝这杯。因为人若吃喝不分辨主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪。因此你们中间好些人软弱、患病的，而且死的也不少。
And we read 28 and 29 just now. Let the person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died.
所以为什么在这边讲到这段圣经呢？
Why did this passage come in over here?
什么叫做 分辨主的身体呢？
What does it mean to discern the Lord's body?
你要知道这我们要回到这段圣经的这个背景是不是在讲什么？
We need to actually return to the context or the background of this passage.
你记得在开始的时候，这个我们从第十七节开始念。
And you remember we started reading from verse 17.
他说保罗说我来到你们当中呢，我你们的这个受聚会呢不是受损啊，不是受益，乃是遭损。
But in the following instructions, I do not commend you because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse.
为什么呢？你们聚会的时候有分门别类。
Because when you gather, there are divisions among you.
十九节说你们分门结党。
And the verse 19 says that there are factions among you.
而且呢，第二十节说，你们聚会的时候算不得赐主的晚餐。
And verse 20 says, when you come together, it is not the Lord's supper that you eat.
因为你们吃喝的时候，有些人先自己吃饭。
For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal.
啊，那么有些人就醉酒。
Another gets drunk.
但是另外又有一些人饥饿。
One goes hungry.
好，你就是说，在主的身体里面呢，有些人饥饿，有些人吃得饱饱的，而且还醉了。
In other words, in the body of Christ, there are some who are hungry, while there are others who are full and drunk.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
因为你要知道当时候的情景，因为当时候呢，他们来吃主的晚餐的时候呢，他们也带了自己的食物来。
And you want to know the background is that in those days when they come to partake of the Lord's Supper, they will bring their own meal.
啊，就好像我们中国人那些有钱的人，他来的时候呢，他带鲍鱼来，他带鱼翅来。
And it's like imagine if you are rich Chinese, when you come for the meal, you bring the abalone and you bring shark's fin.
那么那些没有钱的人带炒粿条来。
And those without the money will bring 茶龟掉。
那么他看了一下，哎呀，我拿了这么好的，你拿了这么便宜的，我们一起来分享，我不是亏了，我先把自己的吃掉先。
And so the rich thought to themselves, I bring such expensive food, and you bring cheap food, so I will be losing out, so I better eat it first.
所以第二十二节说，你们吃喝难道没有家吗？你们还藐视神的教会，叫那没有的穷的羞愧。
That's why in verse 22 it says, Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing?
所以这边他们就分门结党。
So there were factions.
他们有这个分门别类。
And there were divisions.
意思他们看清有钱的没有钱的，有经验的没有经验的。
In other words, they were separating the rich from the poor, the experienced from those who have not.
而且呢，他们有些人先吃，不等另外一些人来吃。
And some ate before the, did not eat the wait for others.
然后第二十三节，保罗就教这个主的圣餐。
And then in verse 23, Paul started teaching on the Lord's Supper.
这个圣餐跟你们分门结党有什么关系？
What does the Lord's Supper have to do with divisions and factions?
啊，这个为什么他在这个时候讲这个圣餐的教导？
Why bring in the Lord's Supper at this time?
讲完圣餐的教导，你看三十三节。
After he talked about the Lord's Supper, look at verse 33.
他说：“所以弟兄们，你们聚会的时候要彼此等待。”
So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another.
所以你看，这整段是一段，它不是中段，然后先讲把这个主的圣餐，然后跟上面分门结党。其实它是整段，他为了要讲这个东西呢，他就从什么呢？他从用主的圣餐来讲说你们分门结党是错的。
So this is a passage that ought to be taken as one teaching. He did not first talk about division, then suddenly talk about the Lord's Supper.Because after he talked about the division and the Lord's Supper, he comes back and talks about the division again.
所以呢，这边讲到主，他说你们没有分辨主的身体，意思说你没有注意到我们周围的人，我们这里每一个人都是属于耶稣基督的，我们这里都是弟兄姐妹，我们这里都是信主的，你们没有彼此等候，你们没有彼此相爱，这个怎么是称为基督的身体？你没有分辨出这个身体，所以你们吃喝自己的罪。
So to be guilty concerning the body of the Lord means that you did not consider the other brothers and sisters around you. When you come to partake of the Lord's Supper, you did not look at other brothers and sisters and wait for them and to love them And if you fail to do this, you are guilty concerning the body, and you are eating and drinking judgment upon yourself.
这里有一个很严重的一个很重要的一个教导。
And there is a very important teaching here.
他说你要知道哦，你们这样分门别类，你们这样的彼此不相爱，你们没有明白主耶稣的教导。
And he is telling them, because of the divisions and the factions among you, and that you are not loving one another, so you have failed to understand the Lord's teaching.
主耶稣的教导是说 他怎么样教导我们，他说在主耶稣被卖那一夜，他怎么讲呢？他说我，这个是我为你们舍命。
And so he delivers to them what the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed did. He said that I am giving my life for you.
他拿起饼来是说，这个是我的身体，为你们舍的，为你们牺牲的，为了你们我愿意牺牲自己。
He took the bread and he said that this is my body which is for you. I am doing this for you. For you I am giving up my life.
但是现在你们吃喝的时候不是 self sacrifice， 你们是 self centered， 你们只是为了自己不顾别人，你就是抵挡干犯了主的身体。
So when you come together, instead of being self-sacrificing, you are being self-centered. And in so doing, it violates what Jesus Christ did when he sacrificed himself. So this is not discerning the body properly.
主耶稣为我们牺牲，他是把自己付出来，我们要跟着他的脚中行，我们也要彼此牺牲，要爱弟兄姐妹，而不是来到这里只是个人以个人为中心，只照顾自己，没有照顾我们的弟兄，这个就是违反主耶稣的教训。
The Lord Jesus sacrificed himself for us, and we ought to walk in his footsteps by making sacrifices for other believers in our midst. But when we do not do that, and when we are self-centered, we have actually violated what the Lord Jesus has taught us.
所以在这里我们要学到一件事情，是的，我们吃主的饼喝主的杯，要思想主为我们舍命。
So we want to learn that firstly we come and partake of the Lord's Supper indeed to remember that the Lord Jesus gave his life for us.
我们要接受主的救恩。
We need to accept the Lord's saving grace.
但是呢，我们同时也要注意到我们有没有像主这样去爱我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
But at the same time, we ought to pay attention to whether we are like the Lord who loves the brothers and sisters around us.
所以这个就是讲到没有分辨主的身体的意思。不然的话呢，为什么在这个段时间，这个讲保罗在这个时候讲主的教导，特别是讲到教会的合一跟相爱，在讲在这个讲分别为圣，这个讲这个分门结党，然后他说你们要彼此等待，架在中间呢？
And this is actually the meaning of discerning the body. Otherwise, we cannot understand why Paul, after talking about divisions and later talking about waiting for one another when they come together to eat, and in the middle, he inserted the Lord's Supper.
所以呢，我们在这里要跟大家一起思想呢，就是主的圣餐是什么？主什么时候领受圣餐？谁可以领受圣餐？然后现在我们来思想。怎么样领受圣餐？
So we have considered what is the Lord's table, when to partake the Lord's table, who should partake the Lord's table, and now we want to answer the question how to partake the Lord's table.
所以刚才我们读到这段圣经里面告诉我们说，你们要自己审查自己，然后才吃这个饼喝这杯。
And we read the passage earlier on that says, let a person examine himself then, and so eat the bread and drink of the cup.
如果你不这样做的呢，你就是干犯了主 的身体，而且呢，你中间是主的审判，或我们讲说主的惩治，不是审判哈。因为基督徒不是面对神的审判，是面对神的 discipline。这个惩治是什么呢？有些人软弱，有些人生病，甚至有些人死。
For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body, eats and drinks judgment on himself, this is not the kind of judgment that will bring a person to hell, because Christians will not be judged that way. But this is the Lord's discipline, and that's the reason why many are weak and ill and some have died.
所以我们要怎么样来审判、审问、审查自己呢？
So how are we to examine ourselves?
所以第一呢，我们要大家审查自己。第一，你是不是相信耶稣基督 是神是耶稣是基督。
And you ought to ask whether you truly believe that Jesus is the Christ.
那么我们当然很多人心里想，吃这个饼喝这个杯，跟信不信耶稣基督有什么关系？
And some people might ask, what does it have to do with eating and drinking the bread and the cup to do with believing in Jesus Christ?
你记得约翰福音第六章讲到主给他们五饼二鱼的时候吗？
But if you remember in the Gospel of John during the feeding of the people with five loaves and two fish,
主耶稣这么讲，他说他的我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，而且在末世我叫他复活。
John 6:40, Jesus said, "This is the will of my Father that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in Him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day."
那么在约翰六章五十四节也是讲同样的东西，他说吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
John 6:54 has a similar verse, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.
你看到这两节经文的结局是一样的。
Can you see that both verses have the same outcome?
一个是信呢有永生，而且将来会复活。
One is to believe and will have eternal life and will be raised on the last day.
第二节呢，他是吃主的肉喝主的血，有永生，将来也会复活。
And the other one says, feeds on my flesh, drinks my blood, has eternal life. I will raise him up on the last day.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
很简单，你前面有两样东西不一样，后面的结果都一样。前面一个是信，一个是吃喝，但是后面都有得永生，都复活。
You can see that the beginning of both verses are different, but their end result is the same. The beginning is believe versus feed on my flesh, drink my blood, but both result in having eternal life and being raised on the last day.
所以很简单，信的意思就是吃我的肉和我的血。
And this is simple. In other words, to believe means to eat of the flesh and drink of the blood.
所以主耶稣讲吃我的肉后吃我的肉后我的血，不是真的吃主的肉特主，这个是象征，这个是比喻。所以他的意思说，如果你信我，你就这样来做，目的是表示我是信主的，所以我吃这个饼，我喝这个杯。
Of course, Jesus did not mean physically eating his flesh and physically drinking his blood. This is but a symbol or an analogy of believing in him.
所以我们呢，要思想，当我们来守圣餐的时候，第一，你必须要问自己，你是不是相信耶稣基督。
So we examine ourselves before we partake of the Lord's Supper by asking whether I believe in Jesus Christ.
相信耶稣基督就是相信他所说的话。
To believe Jesus Christ means to believe in the words He said.
他说我们是罪人，我们必须要悔改。
He said that we are sinners and we need to repent.
我们就必须要悔改。
And we therefore need to repent.
他说我们要圣洁，我们就必须要圣洁。
He said be holy and we should be holy.
就好像雅各书信心没有行为是死的一样。
Just like the book of James says that faith without works is dead.
所以我们在吃饼喝杯之前要思想，我有没有相信？真的相信吗？我有没有？在行为上表示我是信主的，而且我有没有爱耶稣基督。
So as we examine ourselves, we want to ask, do we really believe in Jesus Christ? And we also want to ask whether we love Jesus Christ.
因为圣经里面很清楚讲，我们要尽心尽意爱主你的神。
Because the Bible is clear that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and with all your strength.
保罗也这么说，如果人个人不爱主，那是可咒可诅。
And Paul said that anyone who does not love the Lord is a curse.
所以当我们来领受主，知道他为我们死，为我们的罪死，所以我们可以为主而活，而且呢，我们要爱他，我们要圣洁，我们要荣耀他。
So we must believe that Jesus died for our sins, and we must love him, and we must live for him and glorify him.
还有呢，就是我们有没有爱基督的身体。
And we also need to ask whether we love the body of Christ.
因为这段圣经呢，如果你不看它的背景，你不看前面和后面那些经文呢，你就看不出原来这边在讲说，你们有没有看出没有彼此等待，没有彼此的相爱，没有彼此的关怀。这个就是他所讲，我们是一个身体，这个是我们必须要做的。这个就是我们在领受圣餐的时候，你要注意，我们有没有照顾到弟兄姐妹的需要，我们有没有爱他们。
So remember that this passage ought to be taken in its context. It's talking about There shouldn't be any factions and divisions, and that they should be waiting for one another when they partake of the Lord's Supper. So the application for us is that we ought to be loving the body of Christ, which is the church. Before we partake of the Lord's Supper, we need to ask, do we love the church? Do we love brothers and sisters? Do we care for one another?
所以当我们来审查之后, 我们才来领受神主的圣餐。
And after we examine ourselves, we partake of the Lord's Supper.
所以在这个时候呢, 我们就来纪念主为我们钉死, 而且呢, 为我们复活, 而且他必要再来, 我们, 我们有预备我们的心, 等候他的再来。
And therefore, we ought to remember our Lord Jesus now by partaking of the Lord's Supper and proclaiming His death, His resurrection, and His second coming. And as we do this, we want to examine ourselves